Seems like every time I get to come up here and do this, not all the time, but when I say what I'm going to preach about a little bit, you'll kind of maybe laugh or, I don't know, humility. And I'll tell you something. I got a little humbled last week. Not in a bad way, but in a good way. But I also, you know, our pride, our arrogance, our ego, and as I was kind of going through things and preparing this, wouldn't you know that I didn't print it off? And what happened, Alvin?
Well, I had the same problem.
So, I'm getting humility. I'm getting humbled a little more up here today right now. Because I got to go a little bit from memory, but I had most of the scriptures wrote down that I was going to present. So, anyway, I'm going to read a verse, and then I'm going to tell some stories, a little story. And, you know, it all kind of started in the Garden of Eden, and then in Isaiah 14, 12 through 14, it tells us kind of where this all started. How you are fallen from heaven, O day star, son of dawn. How you are cut down to the ground, you who laid the nations low. You said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven above the stars of God. I will set my throne on high. I will sit on the mount of assembly in the far reaches of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself the most high. Who is that? The most, would you call him the most prideful, arrogant being in this whole universe? Let's bow our head for a word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much for your Holy Spirit. Right now, Lord, humility, humbleness, what you did in giving your divinity up to come to this world, to just show us a little bit of it, and a great lot of it too. And we struggle understanding it. And let your words come out of my mouth, not mine. For I'm not worthy, just like you weren't, you know, John the Baptist wasn't worthy to tie the shoes. And we ask this in your precious name. Amen. Well, I'm going to start out with a story. And I wish I actually had it to say, but it, some back where in 1986, there was two captains. And there were passenger ships. And they were coming towards each other. I don't know if you remember the story. Neither one of them would deviate from their position. They were so prideful, so arrogant. They wouldn't surrender. And what happened? They crashed. Come to find out, when the authorities investigated this, they found this out. They found out that all the people that they killed and everything. I didn't tell the whole story, and I didn't, after my thing got deleted, I got frustrated, and anyway. I didn't investigate it more, but the gist of the story is, sometimes we get so stubborn in our ways. Sometimes we get so arrogant, so prideful, that we don't even want to be have humility in our life. And it goes to show us that our human nature, and just by the scripture that I read, where it comes from. And Satan does anything and everything he can to disrupt us. And that's just like, you know, I'm going to tell a little bit on my wife and I this morning. Of course, when you go to preach a sermon on humility, what happens? Nothing bad. But I got tested this morning. And I, you know, I had to bite some tongues, had to, you know, really pray, had to, you know, okay, Lord. We woke up a little late, of course, you know. But it's all good. And you have to remember that life is so precious, so beautiful. And learning how to have humility in our life is really a key. It's even an attitude. It's very important. Next scripture, if you all want to look it up, Matthew 23, 11 through 13. This may be a really short sermon, so it might be good. Matthew 23, 11 through 13. The greatest among you shall be your servant. Whosoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whosoever humbles himself will be exalted. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut the kingdom of heaven. You shut the kingdom of heaven in people's, which should be shoved. Shunt, is that how you pronounce it? In people's faces, for you neither enter yourselves nor allow those who would enter to go into. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel across sea and land to make a single postulate. Yeah. And when he comes, a postulate, you make him twice as much a child of hell as yourselves. You know, I appreciate your story this morning, Alvin. I guess God allowed that to happen to bring it into this today. It's interesting how many times they point, well, look at that church, you know, what they say about us. What have you shown? And you even were so humble to say, you know, I'm sorry. As you were saying it, I was thinking in my own mind, wow, the only thing you could say is, I'm sorry for what they've said and done. And that's sad. There's humility again. You've shown Jesus. Isn't that what it's about?
Amen.
It's about showing Jesus in everything we do.
Amen.
And I had an experience this week, and now I'm going to tell a little bit of why I decided to talk about this. I've been drilling wells for almost 30 years. We had a new well inspector come out, and my boy was there, and we met him and everything, and can be a little prideful of my experience in life, and I'm sure you can relate to that, Jan. You're kind of, you were a coach, you did counseling, you did a lot. In my area, we've kind of had a separate, you know, from the rules that are in our book of rules for drilling wells. They've changed a lot of things. Their interpretation, their things. And most of the rules were made for down in the valley, in the Aubney, Lebanon, the Willamette Valley. And they've always had a little different set of rules up here. Well, now they've said, no, it doesn't work that way no more. these are the rules. This is the way it's going to be. So we wrote down on, because I have to keep a rough log of the formation I hit and everything, and the new well inspector came out, and, you know, and I'm not too satisfied with what he told me. I had to tell my customer where I had to set casing, which was in a substantial amount for this lady, because she didn't have a lot of money. So I wanted to get angry, and I wanted to jump in this man's face and just rip him apart. And, you know, I'm sitting there praying, Lord, how do I deal with this? This isn't right. This isn't what they've done. And this lady I know can't really afford it. And he leaves, and I, you know, he's new, and I says, well, can I call your superior? And you know human nature. I want to rip the superior, you know. I want to. And I'm sitting there, and I'm biting my tongue again, and I'm, okay, Lord. I handle it very well, and I'm sitting there in my own mind and just keep praying and everything. And so the lady goes, well, I'll see what I can come up with. She couldn't come up with all of it. It was enough that it covered my cost. So we went ahead and did it. We finished it for her. You know, and it's, you know, I'm no wealthy man or anything, but, you know, after we got done, and yesterday my beautiful wife was helping me. Made it all worthwhile, the humility of, okay, God, I want to tear these people apart in the